seated if you can. Live performance, which is what we do in Revival Hub, many of the times what they would think is all about the singer. It's not about the singer, it's an orchestra and many support cast that you never get to see. Sometimes they appear, you know, we can switch positions here. Just because you are playing left back today doesn't mean you can't play attacking midfield tomorrow. It's an orchestra. Everybody has to stay where he should. Tune his own strings to the right note in the spirit so that he can gain harmony and produce an orchestra. So what people hear is a performance of an orchestra. They didn't know how many people are involved in generating that kind of sound. They don't know how much practice you put in to generate that kind of orchestra. Practice. Practice. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and greet your neighbor, because we'll just fly off and then you will not, if the person had a new hairdo, just recognize it. New haircut, just recognize it. Who is sitting near Caleb? My God. Where is Caleb? Where is Caleb? Greet that guy. Didn't you notice the haircut? The haircut is anointed. I say greet Caleb. Greet the lady beside you at your back. The guy in your front. Make sure you greet this man of God. Greet him. Greet him. My God. No, don't be distracted. Be greeting the person. If this greeting causes this thing, I think you should greet more. In my own opinion, get up and greet two people. If you like, sit down and your somebody come and greet me, please. No, it's enough. It's enough. Nkechi, why don't you want to greet anybody? That sister that is sitting down, drag her from that seat. Let her go and greet people. Jesus' name. Somebody come and greet David. Two more people. Rabbi, come and greet David. He just came back from the wilderness. See the way Rabbi is. Oh God, we search for you for long. We are lost in the radar. They brought report for you on your head. Amen. Okay, let's continue in our teaching. Ahead of the mighty things that happened on Thursday, so we were doing some analysis with the brothers this morning, and we were able to bring out the many reasons why such things are possible. One of the things we are able to extract is honor. You know, this is not to say anything about my siblings, but there is no group of people that honors me more than them in this whole world. And it's strange because they are my siblings. That's why if you touch them, I will finish you off. I don't care who you are. She is the only person that will be ministering and summon my presence literally on this place, whether I'm around or not. And it's not once, it's not twice, it's normal. It took her almost 10 years to get to that point. It's normal. If I tell you to come and minister now, you want to come and show yourself. Say you too, get her. Now I'm telling you, no, you can show yourself, but me, I'm not. The only thing is that when you are trying to show yourself, people will now see the difference. You will now expose yourself that you don't even have anything. And you have noticed that she has collected the sword. The sword is the one that when you bring it out, when you are using it, people will be crying everywhere. It's not about how well you spoke, it's about the sword. Say after me, the sword. The sword. So we are doing analysis in the afternoon, and we're able to bring out the sword and hammer dimension of what we are doing in here. So this guy has the hammer, all of you know. But he doesn't have the sword yet. And we analyze and we say that the prince should have the sword, but he never gets sword. Okay, he has, but he's almost like pen knife. See, no, they feel cut anything. Yes, there is sword. I can show you from the scripture. The Bible said the word is like two-edged sword. Then he came to the book of Jeremiah. He said the word is like hammer. Then there is the third dimension. The third dimension is what? Fire. Amen. If you think it's a joke, I will give her the mic again and then it will start, because it's not luck. It's not a joke. It's amen. And the reason why God brings us to this kind of environment is that once you see something manifest in one person, then it can happen in every other person. And I try as much as possible to make my teachings practical, simple, experiential, such that even if you enter today, you will learn what we are doing. Like this young man now, it's obvious he will be a man of power. That one is confirmed. I mean, cripples, dead people will be rising. Watch out for him. And I'm not praising him more. You know, I don't have that kind of time. If you don't have it, I will stay here and tell you. Maybe if we finish, you won't like me again. I've noticed that if people don't like me, my oil will be increasing. So if I have a lot of people that like me, there is a problem. But my oil will be stagnant. Do I have enemies here or... Okay, I don't have enemies. You don't like me. No, be so. the way I used to talk to you, eh? Sometimes I know this one doesn't like me, and me, I don't care. That thing will continue for like 2 years, then I will know that you are serious. You don't need to like me. Can you carry garbage and you are liking me? It's not possible. We must drop the whole thing. Can the path is narrow? It's narrow. Many things can pass there. So our new titles just arrived, and these guys are working hard. And they're Michael and Sister Choma. They are really, really good. I asked a question this morning, and Angel Michael was the only one that could answer it. My respect for him now went up. That's when they told me that he's a walking KJV. Jesus Christ. I didn't know. Man of God, I celebrate your oil. Kai! You are already in trouble because... So you begin to read, and you are privileged that titles are suggested to you, because there are some of the books I've read, they are dangerous to your health. We will not allow it here. One of the things my reverend taught me early when I began to read books is that he told me that there are books, and even good books. What you should learn also is that no matter how an author is good, everything he's saying is not 100% correct. Just keep this one at the back of your mind. Because some people will come and ask me, why? Because you have followed my... Why is this person talking and you recommended him? No. That remaining 1 or 2% that is not correct should not make you not to read the book. Just keep it aside. Sometimes it might be that the revelation, you have not reached a point in your progress in God that you can comprehend what the person is saying. Keep it. Keep it on the shelves for 3 years or 5 years. You might begin to enter into it. Are you with me? Okay, so my reverend told me that there are some things, when you see it, underline it or put it in paragraph. Write it: garbage, don't consume. Poison, don't consume. You can ask my siblings, if you have ever read any of my books, the thing what I write inside, you will think you can enter my experience when you read my book. Because sometimes I'll be reading, I'll even laugh and write it. I enjoy myself when I read. I enjoy. Some of you are lazy, you won't read. Now stay there. Some of the things God wants to tell you is already in a book. And Satan knows you will never read. Continue delaying your seasons in Jesus' name. Nobody said amen. Let's continue. Where did we stop? And then, please remind me, our sister has her birthday today. Solomon said he has birthday. I thought I won't see you. So that I want to cancel it. And if you have birthday, please don't be under pressure to do anything. If you don't have, we are not forcing. Amen. So where did we stop? Operations of the voice of God, right? What have we handled and what have we not handled? I want to pray for the Okafor family. Remind me before I step out from this anointing. Remind me. Operations of the voice of God. One is, we have handled intuition, right? We have handled... That's where we stopped. Then the next one is circumstance. The voice of circumstance. Actually, for people like me, God speaks a lot through circumstance. 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 Circumstantial. The oppression of the voice that is encoded in circumstance. Let me give you a practical example. There is somebody amongst us that God told, he was somewhere in the north, and then God told him that I'm going to put you in a school. And then he thought it was a Bible school, and he was already looking for money to go and pay and enter the Bible school. I think it has happened to you too. He was looking for money. Meanwhile, at the same period that the voice came, suddenly he found himself in this place. What he didn't know that God meant by school is not conventional school. That is a school of the spirit that God is speaking about. And God is, the way God is speaking to him, it seems as if the school is urgent. It's something he needs to enter immediately. That's why he went ahead and started looking for. What he didn't know is that beyond what God is saying, circumstance has to be added to it. So the guy left that place and suddenly found himself here. And it was about the time of lockdown. I think since that lockdown, he has been in Sabote now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So God spoke by circumstance. Because without that circumstance, you wouldn't have known exactly what God meant by saying, I want to put you in a school. It took you up to 4 months to realize that this is the school that God meant. Are you with me? So sometimes God will say, I will teach you humility. And you won't know how it will come. Suddenly you enter campus and you have a roommate. Are you with me? Terrible roommate. The roommate will humble you. Sometimes God won't say it. What you will notice is that your roommate begin to humble you. Begin to humble you. All the time they are getting you angry. Getting you angry. Getting you angry. You have not discerned that what God is saying is that come to the cross. Say after me, come to the cross. If you notice that God have set you in places where you are always looking to escape, to find where you will be comfortable, you are only the one. You come out on Sunday with high heels, new hairs, new nails, fresh makeup, foundation, and coach. And then nobody will know that inside is still cadaver. You need to associate with people. When you associate with people, they will know whether you are good or not. Actually, the reason why you have to have relationship with people is not sometimes not to give you good things, but to bring out the bad in you. Sometimes you think you are very good. That's how you thought you are very good until you came to Sabo. And then every day he'll be crying. He'll come and tell me, when he finished, I won't even say anything. You wonder, what kind of man is it? Didn't he see I'm correct? It's not about being correct or not. It's about what God is doing. What we are looking for is God, not good or right, not good or bad. God is superior to good or bad. That means that God can use good or bad to still achieve his agenda. That's what I meant. Whether it's good though, it doesn't limit God. Whether it's bad though, it doesn't limit God. He will still achieve his agenda. Whichever means you offer him. Are you getting the point? It doesn't necessarily have to be good. God is bigger than good and bad. Are you with me? So there are many, somebody like me, there God speaks by circumstance. And then the next one I'm about to speak about is signs. They are close, but they are not exactly the same thing. Circumstance and sign. For example, I came one day in tent, and then Pastor Solomon came and bought. How many fans, Victor? 4, right? It was 4 because he bought the first one, then bought another 3.
Then the same period, somebody bought this giant fan, and then have too many fans in. If you are the one, you relax on the fan like this. No, not people like me. I began to ask questions. There is something God is saying with this fan. I think I called you and called one or two people. We began to do prophetic analysis. And by the time we arrived, what we arrived is that is ventilation. That was when we found, it was in the same period that God increased the measure of life that is in our messages. So that in that, are you now getting the point? So God is sending a message to us. The corporate life that we are generating in this place has increased. There is too much fan. If you are the one, you position it on your head in the night and you sleep well. you are not. So for me, God speaks to me a lot with, and by the mercies of God, at least more often than not, I pick him. Are you getting the point? You have heard the one I told you. In one day, I received four footwears in one day. Has it happened to you before? Has it happened to you before? Has it happened to you before? That is to show that it's not something common. Is it not true? It might have happened to somebody else. Somebody might even have received 100 shoes. That's not my business. What is important is that it's not common. So when it happens to somebody like me, I sat down. If you are the one, what would you do?
Glory.
Huh? You go and do new hair. Find out the best of your clothes. And then you wear it. There is a way ladies will make you to see something. Yeah, I found out. From my studies. My guy, no be so. There is a way. They can make you to see something. No matter, even if all of us are doing kwa, they can still make you to see it. I found out. Yes. So there is a way they will make you to see the new shoes. If you refuse to, let me. Hey, Jesus, I don't want to say this. Kai. But they can make you to see it. Is it not true? Sometimes they will do new hair and you refuse to recognize it. They will come and greet you. You better recognize the hair or you become enemy from that day. That's why everybody likes Dennis now. He must find it out. He must. It's not a good thing, though. It means you are in trouble. Anyway, since you have the grace, people like us, we don't have the grace. I don't pray for that kind, that your kind of anointing. I don't need it. You too have it too. Hallelujah. So what I'm trying to say is that there is a voice of circumstance, and you can, when you are aware, you can easily pick it. One time I was going to Makodi and I finished preparing. Look at what happened. And my estate, they used to log the, okay, my sister knows that our distance, they used to log the gate by 10 in the night and open it by 6. I wasn't even aware that time that it was by 6. So by 5:30, I've already left. I got to the gate. It was closed. Meanwhile, it seems as if God doesn't want me to go yet. But I was calculating. I've already planned some things to do. In fact, I won't tell you. But I think there must have been one reason or two why God didn't want me to go, at least in that state. I got to the gate, it was locked. I don't know how I maneuvered and passed through the gate. Got here. There is no bus. I waited for long. Unusual. Finally, I struggled and found one bus. Put her inside. I continue moving. This thing has happened to some of you. I continue moving. Got on it. I waited for bus from 8, 9 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. I didn't see. The one I saw, actually I saw, but he never got fit because this was COVID-19 period. So, something, as soon as he reached that point, it seemed as if somebody came to me and began to draw a pattern. Drew another pattern, and then came to that point I am. I said, I quickly took my bag, followed the same path I followed to go there, and went back to my house. After some time, I found out why. See, for you, you can ignore it. But if you are a believer that lives by design, then there is no coincidence around your life. Every believer should live by design, but most don't. But if you are a believer that lives by design, then there is no coincidence around your life. That even the minute things in your life is a sign. Let me give you another example. So, you see, circumstance and sign, they are close. So let me be using the two at the same time. Have you ever woken up in the morning and then you ate and then you pushed throughout that day? And then you got better, tomorrow you ate and pushed again. God is telling you, go and fast. You are eating like a fool. Go and fast, you refuse. But you won't hear now until you land in hospital. And then you call me to come and pray for you. No matter the prayer I pray, it will not go. It will reduce. That what will happen is that when I pray for you, it will reduce long enough. But they will still leave small message for you. Have they left the message for you before? They never leave message for you. They go soon leave message for you. Small, so that you know. And then the most consistent one for the people, guys, that is living here. Most times I will come and be gisting with you like this, and I will tell you everything about. Meanwhile, I didn't plan it. It's not me talking that time. It's God that hijacked the circumstance and began to minister to you. So this guy had a question, and he was knocking on my office, but I was in another realm. When I came out, and I started talking to people, and answered the question he would have removed me from that realm. And it's possible the answer I'm giving him is collected from that place. Have you not noticed one thing around me? I don't use my words carelessly. I don't have time. Even if I'm greeting, it's a defiant. Not be so. If I greet you, you feel good. Try it tomorrow. Just say, I don't want. I will just greet you. You just, that weight will leave your heart. That means even your smile, your handshake, your words can edify. Somebody came and told me that the only thing he likes about my ministration is the way I walk. How do I walk? That's what defies the person. A guy, I say, because some people like the way you walk like a lion. You don't know. Do you know how many years somebody like Pastor Chris mastered the way Kenny Hagin used to walk? He mastered it. Somebody like Benny Hinn mastered Catherine Kuhlman own. Just a moment. And then the whole atmosphere will change. The way Catherine Kuhlman calls the Holy Ghost is the way Benny Hinn calls it. He doesn't call it Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, he calls it tongues. or the Holy Ghost. He's not Holy Ghost, he's Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Are you getting the point? Sometimes those things, they carry messages. Anyway, for these kind of things, it's entered into by revelation. So you can actually do what the person is doing. Like, your geo can be saying, in Jesus' name we pray. I didn't call anybody's name. Be careful. So you say, in Jesus' name we pray. The demon will slap you. But the man will just stand behind the pulpit and say, in Jesus' name, let the sick be healed, let the lame walk, let the blind eye see, and things will be happening. You say, in Jesus' name we pray, and they will knock you. You have the form of godliness. There is no power. You just succeeded in imitating somebody without having the spirit. It happens all the time, especially when an anointed person or celebrity or people copy him. When Michael Jackson was alive, people copy his dressing. I don't know how many of you were not born in the days of Michael Jackson. How many of you did breakdance? Breakdance. It's not Michael Jackson you learned from. Those days when we were small, Jesus. If I ask you now, how old were you in 1998? Don't say so that they don't say it. How old were you in 96? Huh? Don't tell me. You will see, you don't know Michael Jackson. Because his last major album was released around 95, 96. After that time, he declined. The whole world shook because of them. He reached a point, they say he's more popular than Jesus. There are two people they said were more popular than Jesus, and they were musicians. One is Michael Jackson, two is who? Huh? Who? Beatles, you are correct. My guy, he says, Guru, the Beatles. A group of four musicians that is from Liverpool, UK. Beatles. In fact, they sang it in their songs. When they sang, you have heard those people used to quote them. When they sang it in their song, some of them started dying. Amen. Okay. Help me back. How did I get here? I don't like. Okay, science. So, God can use all these things to speak to you. So don't just expect that God will appear in your dream and vision and say, Victor, give me 7 days night vigil. All he needs to do is that you just notice that you that like sleep too much, then when it's 12, your eye will be like this until 4 in the morning. Enkechi. No matter what you do, your eye will not close. And then you'll be pressing phone, you'll be doing many things. Just because they have finished general prayer doesn't mean you should stop. If your eye is still open, that means God has given you more grace to pray. But, people like me, I don't know how I sleep actually. Because I can sleep, wake up like 6 times before daybreak. And that means that I'm almost on all the time. Have you ever sent a message to me in the night and I didn't reply in the night? It's not possible. I will reply the same night. But you can sleep through the night. And you say, Kai, these 2 hours prayer we are praying in 10. Kai, if not for Papa, I for no pray this night. Your journey is far. I'm not saying you, the person, because I believe you pray. But I heard something, but I don't want to believe it. I heard story, but I don't want to believe it. They still they wake you.
So the voice of signs and circumstance. Amen. Let me run because we have far to go. So if you are waiting for visions and revelation and God telling you openly, do this, do that, you might be wrong. You might miss it entirely. Are you getting the point? Are you getting the point? It is too much. Five people will meet you, and this person didn't know. He came and asked you. He didn't know. He came and asked you, what was the time? You told him. After 15 minutes, this person asked you, what was the time? You told him. After 1 hour, this person asked you, what was the time? You told him. After another 15 minutes, this person asked you, what was the time? You told her. In the same day, five people are asking you for time because you are, what was the dark clock in UK? What's the name of that clock? There is a name of that clock that hangs. How many of you, what was the name of that clock that hangs? The biggest clock. Sometimes read Bible, read other things, my friends. I used to be very good in this thing, but too much things, man, too much. Amen. Because you are that clock in UK at Times Square, that's why five people are asking you for time. Sometimes some of them can even hold their phone and say, what's the time, sir? What's the time? And you are busy ditching out time. You are not paying attention to the signs that God is giving, placing at your feet, placing around you. I know some of you ignore this, but God is the one actually speaking to you. Huh? And most times such things are actually the ministry of angels. They will set up circumstances around your life to pass a message, but you have never picked it. Amen. Let me stop here. There is so much we can take from this. Romans chapter 12. The next one is the voice, the oppression of the voice of silence. Let's see. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies. What? I'm not hearing him. What? Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may be able to prove. If your Bible is your own, that word proof, underline it. That word proof is not a judicial word per se, especially in the context that it is used. Normally proof or proof is used in judicial context when the burden of evidence is on you, then you need a word prove. Are you getting the point? But this one is not that kind of proof. In this context, another word that can serve for this proof is test. Say after me, test. Another word that can stand for this proof is test. So that you'll be able to, that you may test, as in like Victor now. Your Rolls Royce just landed and you need to test it in the street. You do it voo, 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 voo. Like, I know you like speed. Too much. Me, I know, too much. It is not about, before
I saw it inside the car. I've seen it on a bike. Victor, carry you like this. Be praying in tongues. Because something will happen. He will use Holy Ghost and escape. You will be injured. As he's driving, he's using you. He's using supernatural to be driving you. But you are not aware that it's supernatural that we are driving. So, let me know, say something. So, let's say they brought that your Rolls Royce and you needed to test it. Why do you test? So that you know whether it meets up to certain standards. That's why you are testing. You have heard that when you start Rolls Royce, and you know, they told us that the way you know new cars is, I think it's my father that told me, that those days when they buy PAN, Peugeot Automobile in Nigeria, and you bring it out, you tear the leather like this. Kai! You own the car. And then you will see water will be dropping. You will have your own car in Jesus' name. Very soon, not too long. Very soon. Very soon. Believe what I'm telling you. Believe it. I don't know why I made this prayer. I know you don't like it, so you can be trekking, no problem. Hey. So my father said that you will see water dropping from the exhaust. Kai! It's a proof that this one. So when they bring that kind of car to you, there is information you heard about cars that is like this. You begin to test. Sometimes you will be on the highway and clock 120. Now it's common for cars to clock 120. Those days it wasn't common. How many cars even have 120? Just few cars have 120. The best they can do is 60. Highest 80. Those days a man said that he was on the highway and he was on 120. Hey, all of us, we are shouting. But 120 is like soup for people like Chuka, like this is soup. That actually 120 is normal. Between 100 and 120. And if you are carrying somebody like me and you go less than 80, I will almost be pushing you. There is one guy. You are slowing my time. My life. I feel as if my life is slowing down. It's 100. Don't be afraid, we won't die. Just be careful in what you are driving. Sometimes when drivers carry me, I'm the one carrying them. They are not carrying me. I know you don't believe this, but leave it. Maybe later in your life you will realize that sometimes when you drive car, you are the one driving the car. Depends on you to stay alive. The person I heard this thing from many years ago was DP. He said some people, drivers, were carrying all kinds of mupol was inside this car and all that, and they were trying. He said, the reason why you are inside this car is so that we stop all these checkpoint things. That as for keeping me alive, I'm the one keeping you people alive. And they are carrying gun. I know you don't believe it, but it's true. If Satan wants to kill you, he said, I will kill you this night. Just stay around me. You won't die. You can't die. You don't need to say me. Me, I'm telling you, you can't die. It's not easy to kill. I've said it often and more. It's not easy to die. It's not. It's not as easy as Satan is making it out. If not, he would have killed all of us. Do you know what we face on a daily basis? Sometimes brutal beasts will come and meet me. They want to kill me. At the end, they will die careless. They will die as if they are not powerful. They will die. Many demons have suffered at my hand. Yes. It was Pastor Mike that said that the people called him demon destroyer. There is such a thing as that. Let me leave that part. I know some people like it. This my man of power have already said I. We are not going there. Let's stay in context. Are you with me? No, reduce. It be like you go. If you increase, you will stop. So that will make progress. I was saying something before now. Okay, testing. So That is what this is what is here. Are you with me? Now I want to say something profound. That's why I have to start from here. Are you with me? Now, the target of God is to get to a point in your walk with Him where He reduces all the speakings that is external. Actually, the apex of the voice of God is when a man has sustained the mind of Christ. In that state, your thought process seems as if, for some of us, it is, I'm not saying I don't live there yet, but I've noticed that there were seasons in my life, some of it has happened to you, those seasons in your life where your alignment is high, you notice that the thought that is passing through your heart, you will think it's your thought, but it's God thinking with your thought. If you are wise, go and write it. And right there, God told me, this is what God is saying. Are you getting the point? This is what this scripture fundamentally is trying to tell you. That there is a kind of mind that you sustain as a result of transformation. And that kind of mind that you sustain gives you the capacity to test what is good, what is acceptable, and what is perfect, will of God. So there is an instrument to test the quality of the administration of the will of God that is coming in your life or through your life. That instrument is a renewed mind. Now, the reason why I have to lay this foundation, are you with me? The reason why I have to lay this foundation is that sometimes God will put a labor, will put a demand on your life to develop yourself in the spirit, to develop yourself, to renew your mind to a certain state. So He will shut down everywhere He speaks with. Shut down dreams, shut down revelation, shut down everywhere. He will only speak to you through the measure of transformation that you have sustained in your heart. That is the extent to which you can understand His will. Are you with me? So in those days you will say He is silent. He is never silent. He is never. So your capacity to be correct in those days, which is a proof that you have heard the voice, is dependent on how much your mind has been transformed and renewed. And in those days, men that are not trained in this thing, we say that God is silent. So what that is called the voice of silence. So in the days that God is silent, what He is depending on or demanding from you to live by is the education and training that your heart has received hitherto. Are you with me? So for example, let me give you the example. You know, you go to school. School is supposed to train you in certain things. Then you enter the field. Okay, let me use doc now. Is it everything you have seen in the theater that was taught you in the classroom? But the information, what they have taught you in classroom, is such that it will prepare you even for eventualities. Are you getting the point now? So your professor doesn't have to be telling you now, do it like this, do it like here, do it like, you are a doorman. In fact, it will stunt your growth. Many people, their growth in God has been stunted because they are looking to hear, they want to hear this and hear that. Oh God, hear this. Meanwhile, God is demanding that you develop your heart and begin to function subconsciously from the fountain of your renewed heart. That is why men like David doesn't joke with their heart. Your heart is joke with everything in this whole world. Don't joke with your heart. Are you getting the point? And if it is true, you should be careful of hey, have you heard Jesus? He was giving the Pharisees were asking Him question. He said, it is not what comes out from a man what pollutes a man. Is it what comes out or what enters? What did He say? What comes out pollutes him. Now that means, okay, what comes out pollutes him. There is an example I want to give. Actually, what I'm trying to say is that your heart becomes what you have fed it. Okay, let me use another one. Thank God for the scriptures, because I want to stay in the scripture. The Bible said, take heed what you hear and how you hear. Two things. One, what you hear and what? How you hear. Do you know that you can remain a babe as a result of what you are hearing? And you will never be able to trace God where He is. But as a result of, sometimes as a result of finding yourself in a prophetic environment. Now, more often than not, people hear God better and faster when they are trained around a prophetic environment. You don't even need to be telling the people all these things I'm teaching. More often than not, many of you have experienced it. Why? You have been trained around a prophetic environment. So most of those senses and those oppressions have been manifest in your life at one season or the other. Is it not true? That is as a result of what comes in and how it comes in. So there are garbage you feed your heart. Are you with me? You will never hear God even if He's shouting. I need to tell you that this is actually the reason why I added this, is because many people don't know this. Some people are functioning in it, they don't even know what it is. But this is my greatest secret. I say it again. My mind is my greatest asset. And a believer should know that his mind shouldn't be left behind. You will become overpowerful in this realm if your mind follows your spirit. If your mind receives the life and transformation that is administered from the spirit and begins to float at the same frequency. Are you getting the point? Because some of you want to just stay. People like Val, they just want to, when I'm talking, they will just drift off and sleep, and then God will speak to them. Sometimes there is no time. There is no time. You have to be flowing at the spur of the moment. Actually, should I teach you another secret? What we call word of knowledge drops on your mind. There are many oppressions of word of knowledge, but the most consistent is the one that drops on your mind. So I can be ministering like this, and that's why if I want to minister and flow in word of knowledge, I will make sure that my mind is flushed, purged of every extra thought and every extra content. I will leave it open for the Holy Spirit. That's how I test my word of knowledge. So anything that drops at that moment is coming from God. So sometimes when I do it like that, suddenly I will think of Victor. I will now call you. I will call you and say, come. It's something. As I'm now talking, the first thing, sometimes the Holy Ghost will just say, Dennis. And then as we are now talking, the thing will open more. But I need to tell you, in word of knowledge and some of those prophetic, if you don't do the first one, the second, so most times the second one will open. You need to step out in faith. So God is telling you, call this lady and ask her what is wrong. And you say, how can I be calling? Call this guy and say what is wrong. And maybe somebody like Chukunye, and he's walking like this as if he doesn't have problem in this world. You look at him and you say, this guy can't have problem. No. Has it not happened to someone? You say, no. I can't be this lady. Look at the way she's looking. She's even carrying, there is this new handbag I saw. Jesus. What's the name? Help me. What was the name of this costliest handbag that ladies used to? I need three ladies to answer. If you get the name, it's not that one. There is one that is raining now. Who? No, Prada. No, it's not. This one is new. Chanel is one, but there is one I saw. They say it's 600,000. Huh? No. Do you know it? No, it's not this one. It's not Dior. I know Dior, but it's not Dior. This one is new. Jesus, I read it 4 days ago. Huh? Huh? No. Who? Somebody gave. Sometimes all these ladies step out, go and price it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Hey, kahabos. I know you like things like this. Not only teaching, you like. Sometimes you go and price this thing and declare in faith, I have you in Jesus' name. Yes, no? Hey! And all my young men, people like Justice, stop floating in the spirit. If you see that kind of bag, 600,000, price it. So that if you want to buy something for your wife, you know what to buy. Eh? Don't go to a bar market and be pricing anything there. Don't be pricing any bag that is. Any bag. Any bag that is one to last, stop. Stop visiting those places. Stop visiting in Jesus' name. And that's by the way. Amen. So you take it what enters. So that it will determine the rate of transformation that you will experience. And if it is true, then your mind can sustain many information. What the Holy Spirit will do with that kind of mind is that when a man's mind has been transformed to an extent, you just presented the Holy Spirit with a playing field. Huh? It's like a young boy that is like 9 years old and likes football. You just open a football field for the person, huh? And then give him a football to play. Sometimes if it was those days we were young, we won't even realize when 6 hours passed. We'll just be enjoying ourselves. That is what happens in your life when you offer the Holy Spirit this kind of mind. There is nothing he won't do. He will be trying many things in your mind. Many things. He'll be trying his skills. There are many skills the Holy Ghost have not tried in your mind. Too much baggage, too much garbage. You need to experience this. And then you'll be brought to a point where you can test and know. Are you getting the point? So sometimes God will be silent and will just appear. You cannot explain it. But how many of you has happened to you? You cannot explain it, but you know that this thing is wrong. It's not by intuition. You just know that by the way something in you is telling you that the way your heart has been formed and trained, God can't be going in this direction. It's not by intuition. This one is the way I've been trained, the way God is working with me, the way I'm experiencing transformation in my life, and God is pulling me towards this direction. He can't suddenly be moving this direction. So sometimes you'll be faced with a choice to make and you didn't hear anything. God is those days, sometimes God will test you. It has happened in my heart, in my life. In those days, I prayed all manner of prayer. God will say anything. Let me give you a typical example where it happens. Sometimes people are waiting for God to come from heaven and say, my son, give. You will never hear that kind of voice sometimes. Because God will assume, you know, if you want to give in such a way that you will receive kingdom kind of reward, huh? It's a mindset. It's not somebody compelling you. You will have to understand what is in the book of Romans. I've been searching for you in the spirit. you and Joshua. Just that Joshua is far. The guy don't they go, but he no no. We'll find him next year. In on them, in they go. That guy they go. I'm not supposed to say this. Just allow him to flex. Don't tell him. Don't tell him anything. Allow him. Eh? Next year we will tell him. Don't tell him. Allow him to enjoy himself. Is he here? Where is he? Okay, you finally came. Come to the front. It is God that saved you. Find a seat for him near the front. We have been searching for you. Come and sit there. Hey, God of mercy is with you. Don't show him on the camera, or should we show him? So some of those days, the Bible, for example, take this my scripture to okay. Let's see Romans chapter 5 verse 1 and 5. I'm looking for something. Verse 5. Who can help me? I'm looking for the scripture that says, for the love of God constraineth us. Is it not Romans? 2 Corinthians 5:14. 2 Corinthians 5:14. The working KJV has spoken. 2 Corinthians, not Chronicles. 5:5. Let me use my Bible. Okay. For the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge. Are you with me? It's still the same. This word judge is like test. It's still the same word that is there. Huh? We thus judge that if one died for all, then we are all dead. Now, this is what the scripture is saying. Eh? I've taught this many times. Hmm? When Chuka married his wife and paid everything, what he paid is the one that he can pay. What you can't pay for is the love of the woman. That one, nobody can pay for that. Now, this is what the scripture is saying. He's saying that a woman should be reasonable. That if a man has gone to this extent to do this, that you should be constrained to reciprocate the labor and the sacrifice of the man. Guess what? For Jesus, he will never force you. For a wise man, he will never force you to. Huh? Actually, a woman is built. Hey, Jesus. Oh. Actually, a woman is built to respond to love. That's how a woman is built. Yes. She can't stop herself. She can't. Once you give a woman love, she will give you all the world. Any other thing you give her can make her engine to malfunction. Actually, I'm talking about the body of Christ, not the woman beside you. That's what Paul said in the book of Ephesians. Now, he just took our heart off and he was talking about the woman. He said, no, this mystery, I'm talking about the body of Christ. So that's what me I'm talking about. I'm from the lineage of Paul. Some of these ladies are there. Nah, lie. So, for the love of Christ, do you know how much Jesus paid for you? Even after all those payments and all those kind of things he did, he has never forced you to do one thing. Because it's not worship if he forced you. It has to be worship. It has to be worship. And if it's worship, it has to be voluntary. That is what this scripture is saying. He said, we touch judge. It's a judgment we make as a result of revelation and understanding of the scope and magnitude of the price that Jesus paid to buy you. So when he bought you irrespective of the fact that there is nothing of worth in context to the administration and the fulfillment of the eternal purposes of God at this state that a man is before he was born again, there is nothing useful to God in that state. He has to bring, not just that he bought you, he brought you in. I don't want to go there, because God bought you because you were owing, and then brought you in into the commonwealth of the saints. That is a figure of speech representing the fact that a man that is not yet born again is cut off from the administration of God. So, and the administration of God flows towards the line of his purposes. A man that is cut off, that is not yet born again, has not found himself there. It will take a man aligning to the authority of the throne of God to begin to function in the delegation of his purposes. And all the administration of resources that is coming Godward is tailored towards achieving his purposes. Are you with me? A man outside of his purpose, outside of the government of God, can never find himself fulfilling the eternal purposes of God. You can become one of the part of the things on a chessboard, but you can be taken. You are, some of those people are like collateral damage, the things we use along the path, but some of us, we are part of the game. When a man is brought into the kingdom as a result of the fact that he's born again, he has become part of the game, such that you can't be removed. That was what Paul was trying to show us. He said, "Ye, like lively stones." That means that there is a preordained place in the superstructure that God is building, that you as a stone has been given to. Nobody can take your place as long as you are a stone that has been brought into the kingdom. The authority of God has begun to manipulate your life. That is what the scripture is saying. Are you getting the point? So the scripture is saying that if God went to the extent of bringing you in, then there is a response you should give to him. Are you getting the point? So when people refuse to respond to God in worship, in obedience, God will never force you. The only thing that will happen is that you are a wicked person. You don't know how wicked you have lived your life.
Hi.
ventilation. The next one is dreams and visions. I intentionally put this one last because this is where people has gone and camped. They camped here. Many of, are you with me? Oh, if you find yourself in prayer environment, prophetic environment, where people pursue pressing into God, dreams, visions, and revelation will be common. And because of that, many people summarizes all the speakings of God under this category. There are people I know, if God never showed them for vision, they no go believe him. You are a vision person. If we start counting, you are a vision person. You are almost everybody here. But have you noticed something? I rarely talk about dreams and vision, me. Have you noticed? But I'm more correct than you. You that is having too many visions, in fact, it's your multitude of vision that has made you confused. Anyway, that's not where I want to go. Let me teach on. I don't need to say teach much on dreams and vision. Everybody knows that one. I think anytime we say the voice of God and all that, that's where you expect God to speak from. What's the difference between a dream and a vision? Obi, find mic for her. Let our generation hear her impact. Go and give her. You can sit.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
A dream is when God wants to communicate to a person. He requires the person to, he needs to shut down the person's faculties mostly. Mm-hmm. To
then visions
pass the information. Then visions. The person, God does not really need to shut the person down to pass the information.
Iboke, is she correct? Come and give Iboke so that he will put the remaining things. All these my prophets. His prophet, that is his prophetic seat. That seat there is prophetic seat. So when, if you don't get it, give to the person on your right or your left. They will continue where you stopped. Uh-huh.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about dreams from experience.
No, I don't need your experience.
Let me start from the vision aspect of it.
Okay.
Visions, in a way, is a revelation of God to someone that you, that is, it is being revealed to, is a kind of participating.
Not necessary. Choose one person between right and left and give. Try.
Dream, most time you are in a subconscious state in dreams, and you must be sleeping. While in vision, can be in two forms. From what say, you might be participating in one, or you might not be participating in one, and it's more like what will happen soon or do.
Bring it.
him, one major thing is there is that of necessity that the person is asleep. But vision, you don't necessarily need to be asleep, but the natural environment you are in is not relevant to what you are engaging. Like you are transported, you are awake, but you are not aware of your natural environment. You are. That's why it's either is a closed vision or open vision. Anyhow, but what is happening?
Okay, so, what is a closed vision? What is an open vision? You don't know. Be taking note. Oh. One day we'll get to some of this teaching. Actually, is a on its own. Yes,
a closed vision is when someone, let's say, I pray, you shut your eyes, and then you are seeing in the spirit with your eyes closed. But an open vision, your eyes can be open just the way Peter saw, and then his sheet was let down.
If you are a seer, your eyes mostly sees open. But if you are not a seer, you have to close your eyes to see. Sometimes you might close your eyes, you won't even see anything. Okay, it's simple. If it's a dream, you must be sleeping, on my brother. It's just the sleep. And some people, their dreams are very powerful. Very powerful. That almost all the time, they always dream. And actually, your dreams get better when you begin to mature in God. There are many people that have sent me their dream and I didn't respond to it. Just know that your dream is still obolobo and a jambwati. There is no head and tail. There are some things in the dream that doesn't rhyme. No, there are some things in your dream that they can't rhyme together. Eh? Me, I won't tell you. I don't want to discourage you, because I know that you are not the problem. You cannot say what you didn't see. You actually saw it. Huh? But the problem is that you have not retained the development in your heart to get purity in your vision. Get purity in your dreams. Sometimes it's as a result of many contamination. Are you with me? It's as a result of many contamination. Huh? Some people, Satan know you are weak. Huh? So he will infiltrate your dreams. So you can start a dream like this. It has happened to many of you here. You start a dream and it's going well. Suddenly in the midst of that dream, something will now happen. Inside the dream, you are now going, you are a young man, you are having an encounter and dream was happening. Suddenly inside of that dream, one lady now appeared and removed her clothes. And then another thing will happen. Yeah. I've caught many people. This one I said now. It has happened to many people. So the proof is that Satan knows your heart is still weak. You are not yet fortified. That's why that prayer that young man was praying. That's your prayer if you are suffering from something like this. He says, strengthen me with might. Where? In the inner man. That means the walls of your soul, the gates through which information comes into your inner man, are still, they are vulnerable. Sometimes it's the gates, sometimes it's the walls. Most times what people are interested in is the gates. So they don't watch anything, they don't hear anything. So they have taken care of the gates, but they are not interested in the wall. What you don't know is that by use, the kind of life you lived before has made some of your walls in the inside weak, such that Satan doesn't even need to pass through the gate. All he needs to do is to touch the wall like this and it will go down. Did you understand what I'm saying? Yes. The way there is wall and door and gate here is inside you. In fact, the one from inside is from inside we built the one outside. Anything that is outside is a proof that it was inside before. Are you with me? So if the reality we see on the earth is actually captured inside, is it not from a human heart that all this thing came out? Then that means that this reality is first resident in the inner man. Actually, we are able to create things in this world because it was already resident in the material world. Are you with me? It is from the material world people take and bring to this material world. That means those things are true. Doors are true. Walls are true. Windows are true. So when people are taught on the ways to block these things, the only thing they are taught is on the doors, the gates. But people don't teach them on the walls. You know, this plywood is a wall. Huh? Is it the same thing with this one? As you are now, you can rush that thing and use your leg and kick it down. That means your wall is not strong. That's what happens to many of those people. So in their dream, the woman will come and open his school and you'll be fighting, fighting, fighting. And then wake up, you say, I won today. It's a proof that the woman doesn't need your door. Because some of those people, that is as a result of long use of wrong, sexually impure materials. It weakens your soul. Huh? Now, after some season, you have learned not to use those materials. You shut it down. Stop listening to something. Stop watching something. Stop reading some things. But still, the woman still comes. Do you know why? He knows that even though your door has been closed, your wall is still weak. So he will come and kick your wall with so much force. In those days, what will be your prayer? Strengthen me with might in the inner man. You need to change from plywood to concrete. Say concrete. When you use concrete, don't tell people don't come in. It's not as if they will stop. Oh. They are still knocking, but they are just hitting their head on concrete. They can't get an entrance. Beyond matters on this one, it happens on every other one. Whether it's bitterness, whether it's envy, whether it's jealousy, whether... is about how strong or powerful the wall of your heart is. Are you with me? For example, when we are dealing on deliverance ministry, some people, the walls of their heart has been weakened as a result of the abuse that they faced. Huh? The physical and direct access that Satan had to bring those abuses have been cut away for many of them, but their walls are still weak, and Satan knows. He can still barge in anytime. Kick down your wall and enter as if he owns it. Because he has been patrolling there for long and he has built many strongholds. That was the testimony of the demon that was found in the scripture. The Bible said the demon, when they cast him out, he came and checked his house and said, I'm going to come back to my house. The question is, where is his house? The house is not a human being. The house is a stronghold that he has built. And as long as that stronghold is still existing in that heart, the demon knows that he has a house. You can cast out a demon, but if the stronghold is there, he still has a house. And one day his house will call for him. So sometimes many people, they have been delivered from the demon, but the stronghold is still there. And because the stronghold is still there, they can still call for the demon. One day a strange longing will enter your heart. And that your boyfriend that used to slap you, and that's what happens to many people in abusive relationship. Person will slap you, kick you, go, go. But they have a experience soul tie with the person. What they're having is a soul tie, is spiritual, is a stronghold in the mind. It will take beyond prayer, normal prayer. It will take a deliberate effort to begin to reconstruct your inner man. I say you are not whole yet. You need to be reconstructed and your walls made strong. When that spirit that is in charge of that kind of manipulation comes, he will try to check all your doors. You have taken care of all your doors. You have stopped picking his call. Stop. Are you with me? Stop picking his call. Stop answering him. Deleted everything. You have closed down all the doors. But he knows the wall is still weak. Who am I helping? Jesus. It's not where I'm going. Make this prayer point. Do it for 12 weeks. You will see a change on any matter. It's not the kind of prayer you pray today and say, Kai, I pray today, Kai. No. It's a project. Say after me, prayer project. There are things that are prayer projects. They are not hit and run. They are what? Prayer project. Now, people don't know that, oh, people don't know that in these matters, as I've been teaching, what is more powerful is not the presence of a spirit. Just like I was teaching you people, that there is the person of the Holy Spirit in your heart, then there are the structures of the Holy Spirit. What is more powerful in the execution of the agenda of God is beyond the person. It is the structure. Are you with me? Reduce the volume. It's beyond the person, is the structure. It is those structures that ensures actually that you continue to keep in contact with the person. Those structures. For example, give me an example of the structure of the spirit. If you have been following my teaching, you should know one. One example of the structure of the spirit. Somebody answer me in the next. Rabbi, do you want to save us? Structure of the spirit beyond. What did you say? What do you say? Grace or peace? Which one? Grace. What do you say? Power and anointing can serve. What do you say? Love. What do you say? Wisdom. Purity. Yes. What? He said hunger. Who again? Yes. Somebody have already said love. Is he love of money? He has already said love. Now it's love of Christ we are dealing with here. Yes. My guy says civilization. Kai. He just took it. Who can help us? One more person. Prayer. Unnecessary. We must answer this. So let me start going one by one. Yes. No, sit down. Don't worry. Yes. So give me an example. Actually, the people that came the closest is the person that said power, anointing. Now, they are not... Are you with me? Or these are the things that the Holy Spirit comes in your life and institutes. Another structure is fellowship. You see, fellowship is not the Holy Spirit. But when you stop experiencing fellowship, you can easily know that you have started dissociating with the person. So these are structures. These structures, are you with me? So that sometimes when these structures are put in place in your life, even when you are not feeling the person, because sometimes you can stop feeling Holy Spirit. It's not about feeling, but there are some structures that He has put in your life. All of them are still standing. So she is correct. It's just that she is not able to interpret to us what those things are. When you enter the holiest of all, there are many structures there. Give me one of the structure that is in the holiest of all. The ark. So what does the ark mean literally now? Yes, the glory of God, the presence. What else? Who said grace? You are correct. Just that what I would have preferred you to say is throne, because it's the same thing. This is the throne, and seat is on it. The seat is called the mercy seat. The throne is called the throne of grace. Amen. So these are structures so that in case you came to a point, are you with me? Sometimes you are not aware whether the Holy Spirit is there, whether he's not there. You are not sure whether he's moving, whether he's not moving, whether sometimes suddenly you notice that as soon as you start, then the glory of God now filled the temple. What would you say? People like Benihim will say, the Holy Spirit is here. How does he know? How did he know? Because one of the structures is already in place. There are actually many. For example, grace is one. Another one that I even wanted you people to mention is peace. Especially as it pertains to our teaching. Huh? If the Holy Spirit is here, then he operates by peace. Actually, the functions of his voice is very clear in still waters. There is a song that Theophilus sang. Where my soul has found rest. Huh? Where my soul has found rest. Where my soul has found rest. Don't worry. Those his song. I don't know where he picks it from. That guy is not a normal human being. So my point is this. Actually, whenever God wants to bring you to clarity, one of the things that happens is that he shuts down all kinds of noise. Brings you... Have you heard where the Bible said that when the Lord speaks, he speaks peace? Have you heard it? That means that the voice of God, one of the proof that what you heard is correct, is that there will be a lot of peace. If there is still turmoil, you are not sure. When you remember, your heart will shake small. Shake small. Shake small. Oga, wait. Amen. I'm actually running now. So dreams, let me stop here. Tomorrow we continue. Dreams and visions is the most consistent place. Actually, if you are not having much dream, there are people that don't have dream and your dreams are manipulated, I think you need to pray. Actually, the move of God, part of the proof that there is a mighty move of God in the midst of the people is that dreams and visions will increase. Are you hearing me? That is one of the major proof that there is a revival in the midst. How do I know? Book of Joel, Joel chapter 2, verse 26 to 28. Joel chapter 2, from verse 26 to 28. If you will show me in the next 3 seconds, we will continue. Okay. So, dreams, once God starts moving, that is why when we come to 24 hours meeting, there is a place we pray into. One of the things you notice is that God begins to open the eyes of the people. People, some of them have not even had that kind of vision before. All kinds of things will start happening. Dreams and visions, these are consistent in the days that there is an outpouring of the Spirit. Are you getting the point? God will take you on the tour of many visions and revelation. If it is true that the regime of the Spirit is strong in your life. I want you to trust God for visions and revelation. The truth is that because of the fact that we are dwelling in this realm, are you with me? It is more convincing for a man to have visions than to just stay and have one small knowing in your heart. Guess what? When you have that knowing, you will still go and keep it and be waiting for one vision. It's normal for human beings. It's normal that God will come and be reading the Bible and he will say, as I have called your father, so have I called you. You will keep it aside. And then when you are walking on the road, suddenly you fall down and heaven open like this, and Jesus is coming down on a ladder and say, "My son, my son." If that is what it will take to convince you, it will come in Jesus' name. Of course, just as he said, there is open vision, closed vision, then there are kinds. There are visions that you participate in. There are visions you just see. The ones you participate in is very rare. God rarely gives that kind of visions. Like the ones you enter a vision, and in that vision you saw fire, coals of fire on the altar that is in heaven, and they are showing you things. You came back from that encounter, you are still cold. May you not have that kind of encounter. There are some people, when they are shown coals of fire in heaven, suddenly they walk on it. When you wake up from that kind of vision, your whole body will be burning. Say, what kind of thing is this? If you forget everything, you can't forget that vision. There are many visions you have forgotten because it's not an optasis encounter. The kind vision that Paul had on the way to Damascus, even when he was ending his ministry, he said, "I am not disobedient to the heavenly vision." The heavenly vision. I pray that many of you will have those kind of vision in the name of Jesus. Actually, the truth is that there is a certain layer of ministry, certain layer of assignment that you cannot fulfill for God except you are brought to the realms of visions. Most times God can take you to a series of dreams in 6 months, and what you have not noticed is that those dreams are actually chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, up to 10 visions, and they are 1 to 10 chapters of one book. One season of your life is what God revealed to you. How many of you has happened to you? You have not paid attention. Series of dreams, and there are chapters in your life. When you pay attention to them, you will see that some of you didn't notice, but after 5 years, you now notice that one played out after another, after another, after another, after another, after another, until the end of that chapter. You round it up. Pay attention to your dreams after now. God can give you a series of five series of dreams. That is a revelation, the voice of God coming to intimate you on the season you are about to enter. How will you be prepared? So you begin to live a certain kind of life. You know that surely after this chapter is the one that will open another chapter, another chapter, another chapter. Sometimes God will come in visions and begin to carry you into deep places. Part of the reason I'm here is the kind of visions I saw. Oh my God. Actually, I don't have too many visions that I will see and nothing will happen to me. My visions, visionary encounters, are mostly in the realms of optasis, the kind of encounter you, vision you enter and you participate. If God reveals to me the cherubic dimension of his government, one of the things that will happen is that once, if I'm the one, when I have the vision, if I have visions of seraphs, you will come and be telling me, "I saw seraphs, so they have wings." No, that's not, I'm not interested in their shape. When I have, if it's me, if I have that kind of encounter, the encounter will be burned into my heart. Part of the way you will know the encounter that is burned into you, if I'm people like me, when I speak about it, the witness will come. If it's somebody like my sister Chidemma, many of her visions, she participates in it. If she has a vision and she's telling you the vision or the dream, you'll be feeling the presence and the aura she had in that vision. You'll be feeling it even as she's telling you something that has. I used to wonder how she manages to do it. Sometimes, even if I don't want to believe her, I won't believe this time. When she's talking about it, suddenly some people will enter into that place and be convincing me that it's true. Okay. Rabbi, you need visions. There's the kind of visions you'll be called into. Many of your appetite in this world will die. There are things Satan will offer you, you will never take it as a result of some things you have seen. There are some things you need to see. then you'll be convinced on the assignment that God has sent you to. Many things God has told you to do, you are still doubting your capacity. Whether am I the one? Am I not the one? Maybe it's another person. There is a place you will be called into. You enter. The day my mind changed and I knew the kind of person I am was when I was praying in the night around 4-5 a.m. in the morning. Suddenly, where I was standing, what I saw was two mighty angels. Two, one on this side, one on this side. And their head was almost reaching to the top of the building. And what I saw a sword, two swords crossed at their back. And they came. What I heard in my spirit is that these are warrior angels. I said, what? They said they came to help me in the battle. I said, what is this? When I came out from that, I knew where we are going. I appeared. When we came to the village, the demons disappeared. See. Sometimes when I speak about this, people say, they don't understand what I speak about. My eyes have seen, and my hands have handled it. See, my conviction, my capacity to delegate my assignment will be weak if it's not about the places, the visions of God that you have been carried into. I'm sick. The weight that came into my heart is making me sick. It's too heavy. Have the weight of the glory come into your heart to the point that is making you sick. Happen is that you will go under power, but the purpose is not about going under power. The purpose is that when that thing happens, God will give you a vision in that moment. What is actually happening to you is what happened to Ezekiel. Ezekiel said that the angel took him by the locks of his hair. By the lock of your hair. By the lock of your hair. He said you took him from amidst the people and dropped him at the river Kabah. And in that place he saw the visions of God. Thank you.
feel mighty power flowing in this place. See the realm of your glory. See the realm of your grace. I can feel mighty power feeling moving in this place. See the realm of your glory. The realm of your grace. I can feel mighty power. It is moving in this place. This is the realm of your glory. This is the realm of your grace. I can feel mighty power. It is moving in this place. This is the realm of your glory. This is the realm of your grace. I can feel mighty power. It is moving in this place. This is the realm of your glory. This is the realm of your grace. I can feel mighty power. It is moving in this place. Of angels, we got glory on their wings.
One more minute.
In the presence of angels. God's glory on your wings. In the presence of angels, be God's glory on your wings. In the presence of angels, be God's glory on your wings. In the presence of angels, be God's glory on your wings. In the presence